Misichos Shabbos Parshas Pinchos Mevorchem HaChodesh Menachem Av Chof Dalet Tammuz Tov Shin Nun Aleph Seif Aleph. Eine von den Chidushin in unserer Parsha is, one of the novelties of this Parsha is, der Inyun von Nachlas V'Chalukas Eretz Yisrael to Yeder Shevet und to Yeder Yid. The concept of the division of the land and its inheritance to each tribe and to every Yid. Ständig bei dem Schwell von der Gula HaMitzis V'Hashlema, standing literally by the doorstep of the true redemption, kumuven von the Alles Simoni HaGeula, as is understood from all the signs of Geula, V'Giret L'Acharena Kama Pa'omim, as we have spoken many times recently, is verstandig as l'chol l'reish hat men d'rfun dem limud b'nigeh zu nachlas v'chalukes eres Yisroel b'pashtos in der Geula. It's understood that foremost we can take away a directive in relation to the inheritance and division of Eretz Yisrael as it will be by the Geula. Aber wie bald as mishteit noch a rege far de Geula, however, since we are standing a moment before the Geula, is moven, it's understood, as medav der fun hoben a limud euch itzda, that we also need to take away a lesson now, warum ha teure hi nitzches, because teure is eternal, ahero nitzches l'chol azmanim u'l'chol amakemes, an eternal directive for all times and places. V'yeshleime loy der hoyro von dem Samach Tzedek zu Ayid, was hat gewollt Eule sein in Eretz Yisrael zu dort scheuket sein beteure v'aveda, and one may explain this, according to the instruction of the Samach Tzedek to a Jew who wanted to emigrate to Eretz Yisrael and to sit and learn there Torah and serve Hashem there. The Tzemach Tzedek told this Yid, Mach do Eretz Yisrael. Make here Eretz Yisrael. Heyos as dos is der zelt v'nisparsim givoren dur kvei kdushes meri v'chomi admur. Since this was told and publicized by the Friedeker Rebbe, to yeder Yid, to every single Yid, is verstandig. It's understood as der fun vert aheroa far yedern, that this is in fact an instruction for everybody, as euch wenn mi gefind sich da in chutz la'aretz, that even when we are here in the diaspora, und in zman ha'golos, and in the time of Golos, afilu rega ha'achrin sheba, even though it's the last minutes in Golos, darf man da in dem mokem uzman, we need to hear in this time and place, machen Eretz Yisrael to make Eretz Yisrael. Darf man haben biur in was besteht die Aveda von macht da Eretz Yisrael. However, we need an explanation. What does it mean to make here Eretz Yisrael? Dilachera, because seemingly, al pi din is da chutz la'aretz nit Eretz Yisrael. According to the din, here, the diaspora, is not Eretz Yisrael. The shleimus ha'aveda b'teira mitzvahs for nayidin, the complete service of Torah and mitzvahs of Ayid, is davke in Eretz Yisrael, kemavur bekama medivrei Chazal, is specifically in Eretz Yisrael, as explained at length in Chazal. Un euch seindig da in mokum uzman hagolus, and even when we are here in the place and time of Golos, is Ayid mispalo, Ayid davens, uponov keneged Eretz Yisrael, facing Eretz Yisrael, Gimel pa'amim b'chol yoim, choyl, eat three times every weekday, v'kabtzeinu yachad me'arba kanves ha'oros le'arotzeinu v'chayetze b'zeh. We daven that Hashem should gather us from all four corners of the earth and take us to Eretz Yisrael. U'bifrat b'deiris ha'achreinim, and especially in the last generations, u'bizmanim ha'achreinim, and in the last time, u'bizman hachi achrin, and in very recently, was leit ala simone ha'geula, which according to all signs of the geula, is hinei zeh mashiach ba, kid lekam and sif yod aleph, Mashiach is for sure coming soon. In Vos Pashtei Dihira, Machdo Eretz Yisrael. That being the case, what is the instruction of making here Eretz Yisrael? Ubefratas berege shalach reze geitman shoina reisfun golus umigate in Eretz Yisrael gipshuta. Especially as, in a minute's time, we'll already go out of golus and we'll go to Eretz Yisrael, literally. So what is the instruction to make here Eretz Yisrael? Se'if beis. Vetzmanus fashtein behegdem aninin beparshos seinu. We'll understand this by way of introducing something in our parsha. B'nigeh tu chalukas Eretz Yisrael vos is given al pi ha-goyro, in reference to the division of Eretz Yisrael, which was, according to the lottery, v'gizogt beparshos seinu, as explained in our parsha, brengt Rashi for Medrashi Chazal, Rashi brings for a Medrash, as Hagoyrol Hoya Medaber, that the lottery itself spoke. Hagoyrol Atz Mei Hoya Tzeveach Ve'Oimer, the lottery itself shouted out and said, Ani Hagoyrol Olisi Ligvul Ploini L'Shevet Ploini. I, the lottery, have said that this border should go to this particular tribe. Darf mefashtein der tam und der teeles von dem neis. We need to understand, however, what was the reason and the utility of this miracle. Der Eibishte macht doch nit a neis le magona. The Hashem never makes a nes for no reason whatsoever. There must be some reason why Hashem should make a nes. Is to libvos hotar gemacht dem nes as hagoyrol hoya medaber. That being the case, why did he make such a miracle that the lottery spoke? Me volt euch gehat dem birur benigeh zu chalukas haoretz. We would have had the clarity about the division of the land, gvul ploini l'shevet ploini, this border belonging to this tribe, al pi hagoyrol, according to the lottery, vidos is by yeder goyrol blines as hagoyrol medaber, because the lottery would have come up that this land should go to that shevet, even if the lottery would not have spoken. What was the concept of the lottery speaking? V'afal pi as der Eibishte hot gewollt ba weisen yidden as der gvul is an emes inyan al pi Hashem, and even though Hashem wanted to show Yidden that this lottery is absolutely true and it's according to what Hashem wants, unit ba'akroi, and it's not just by chance, is der tzu shoin given a friedikenes. So, if that was the purpose, there was already a previous miracle, was hot ba'vizen, as ha'goyrol hoya al piruach ha'kodesh, that showed that the lottery was divinely inspired. Elozer ha'kayin hoya melubish ba'urim v'tumim, because the priest Elozer was wearing the Urim v'tumim, v'oime beruach ha'kodesh im shevet ploini oyla tuchum ploini oyla imoy. And he said with ruach ha'kodesh, if this and this tribe comes up, then this and this border should come up with him. Was das hat bewiesen jeden, as der Goyl is emes und yesha. And that itself showed jeden that the lottery was true and absolutely correct. Is to live was hat man gedacht onkommen to anes as hagoyrol hoya medaber. That being the case, why was it necessary to come to the miracle that the goyrol, the lottery itself, spoke? Se'if gimel. V'yesh lomer habiyur bezeh. One may say the explanation is as follows. V'baltas der ebish dehot ongizokt, as ach v'goyrol yecholek es ha'oretz. Since Hashem said, only with the lottery the land will be divided, al pi ha'goyrol techolek nachalosei, according to the lottery, the inheritance will be divided. V'hisnachaltem es ha'oretz b'goyrol, and the land will be inherited through the lottery, undavka al yedei ha-goyrel, ach be-goyrel, and specifically only through the goyrel, unit ba-oifen acher, and not in a different way, der far hod di chaluka und der birur von kol chelig ba-oretz gedarf sein durch dem goyrel atzmoi und nit durch an andere sach. Therefore, this division of the land and specific detailing of this portion to this tribe had to be through the goyrel itself and not through any other medium. V'yeshlemer as deriber is euch der birur ba'amitis inyan ha-goyrel given durch der goyrel atzmai. And therefore, the true showing that this goyrel was from Hashem and it was absolutely true had to come through the goyrel itself. Ha-goyrel atzmai hoya tzivech. Through the goyrel itself shouting out. Vorom oivsis shayach ha-sofik tzider goyrel is ba'akroi. Because if there would have been any doubt that the goyrel would have been just by chance, umedaf onkumen to an andere zach, and we need to come to a different thing, ruach hakodesh v'chayetz b'zeh, such as being divinely inspired, etc., to bevisen to show as dos is emes umchuven that the goyrel is true and absolutely spot on in its decision, bevis dos as der goyrel alein tut nit oiv di chalukis ores b'shlemes. If we had to come onto a different medium to show that the goyrel is true, that would imply that the goyrel itself is not the one which is actually doing the division of the land completely. Und der far is ha goyrel atzmoi hoya tzeveach, and for that reason it was necessary that the goyrel itself should shout out. Durch dem hot der goyrel atzmoi oifgiton beshlemes di chaluka. Through that, the goyrel itself completed in a most complete way the division. Alein gizot, it said itself, but oifen borer of a golui in a clear and revealed way, as gvul ploini l'shebet ploini, that this border should go to this tribe. Se'if dalet. Dos daf noch ober hoben bir. This, however, requires still more explanation. Der inyan ha-goyrel is nit kein inyan la'atzmoy. The goyrel is not something for itself, nor a mitel, but it's a median, an emtsoi oiv chalukas oretz v'yishuv oretz, a way to divide the land and inhabit the land. V'al derech said the dibur fun der goyrel, similarly, the speaking of the goyrel, is nit negeir to etzem chalukas oretz al pi ha-goyrel, is not immediately concerned with the very division of the land according to the goyrel, nor does is a dovet study lechera, but seemingly it's something which is a side issue. Ahechocha oif amitzas ha-goyrel. It's a proof that the goyrel is true. Oda lefarasim hadava, or it could be a publicity issue. Is lemainaf gemina b'chalukas ha'oretz. So, what difference does it make in reference to the division of the land? Oib der birur ba'amitis inyan ha'goyrel upirsam adavar. If the clarity in the truth of the goyrel and its publicity kumt durch der goyrel atzmoi, comes through the goyrel itself, oder ba'ifanacha, or through a different medium, durch ruach ha'kedesh from the Urim Metumim, such as the Ruach HaKodesh of the Urim HaTumim, Adar al pi Hashem v'chayetze b'zeh, or a different way through Hashem. Afilu oibdos kum nit durch dem goyrel alein, even if it wouldn't come through the goyrel itself, is men oich mekayim b'shlemes dem tzivui b'goyrel yicholek es ha'oretz. We still fulfill completely the command that the land should be divided through the goyrel. Besigne nachher, or stated somewhat differently. Oib der goyrel vod given a mitzvah un a tachlis la'atzma. If the goyrel would be a mitzvah and have some purpose in and of itself, und nitze liba zweite Sache Lukas Oretz. And it wouldn't be just a medium through which we achieve the division of the land. Un ha-geurl hoya medaber, and then the geurl would speak, vol given ha-chelek von etzem inyan ha-geurl. Then it would be a part of the geurl itself, ha-chalukas ha-oretz al-yode, and the division of the land. Vol zmen gekent farstein, farvos ala-protim von der chaluka. Then we would be able to understand why all the details of the division, koil dem birur as der geurl, is an inyan amiti, including the clarity that the geurl itself is absolutely true, davon oifgiton veren davke durch dem geurl atzmo should be achieved through the geurl itself. Aber hayes as der geurl is nor a divek. However, since the geurl is only the path wie der Eibishter hat gewollt, as mazol zuteilen Eretz Yisrael, how Hashem wanted to divide Eretz Yisrael, das heißt, that means, as in dem is negea di teitzor von der Geurl und nid der Geurl atzme, that what is important here is the result of the Geurl, but not the Geurl itself. Is bichdei mekayim sein dem zivui, so therefore in order to fulfill the command, ach begeurl yechor lekas haoretz, is lechere genug as mazol mechalek sein es haoretz al pigeurl. That being the case, it should be enough that we should use the geurl to divide the land, und der biru ba'amitis ha'dover, and the clarity in the truth of the geurl, was is a prat tzdodi, which is a side point, ken kumen ba'ifen acher, could possibly come from a different angle. Farvos darf der emes shebezenis baru veren davke durch dem geurl atzme. Why does the truth of the matter has to be clarified through the geurl itself? By Hashem making a special additional miracle, und es nit genug as man soll das wissen durch dem Nes, as a geurl hoya al pi ruach hakodesh von die Urim Tumim al yedei Elozar HaKohen. And it wasn't enough that the geurl's validity was clear through the ruach hakodesh which Elozar HaKohen had with the Urim Tumim. Why was it absolutely necessary for the geurl itself to speak? V'yeshleim v'zeh, possibly the answer is, al pi dem biur from the Rogachova, according to the explanation of the Rogachova, as in Torah un in Kedusha is kol dover afshehu hechrechi l'ch'eira ha'koil b'kavona m'chuvun u'metzuva al pi Hashem. The Rogachova says that in Torah and in the realm of holiness, everything, even though it's necessary, everything has a certain purpose and has been commanded by Hashem. V'dos is v'negeir to the masois fun yidden in Midbar, like for example, the various journeys of the yidden in the desert. As afal fi v'dos is given hachonav emtsoi, oif onkumen in Eretz Yisrael, even though those were all steps and preparations to the arrival in Eretz Yisrael. Hava ha-mitzvah gam etzvim ha-licha. Nevertheless, the journey itself was also a mitzvah. V'chein ha-mekemes she-be'emtza ha-derech hava gam kein mitzvah. And the places that they stopped in during the journey was also a mitzvah. K'me she-kosev, as it says, v'yichtev meisha es meitzo'eim l'masehim al pi Hashem, that Moshe wrote down their comings and goings according to the mouth of Hashem. V'al derech zeh b'kama inyani kedusha b'avedus ha-migdosh, and similarly, many matters of holiness in the avoda of the Beis HaMikdosh, is azach vos is nora hachona v'hakdoma muchrachas to an ander azach, something which is only a preparation and a necessary introduction to something else, bakumt zi euch achashibes vegeder von kedusha, also receives a level of kedusha. Vidos is v'niger to hilachas adam lemizbeach, as we find in the taking of the blood to the altar, as hagam di hilacha is nor tzalib der aveda von zrikas dam ala mizbeach, which although the taking of the blood is only for the purpose of sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach, Vosal Piteva Davder Tzu Zaina Heilacha, which in order to sprinkle the blood, you actually need to take the blood to the Mizbeach, is there a din as the Heilacha Gufahot di Chashivas undem Gader von Aveda Biz as Machshava Pesalasba? So we find that in the taking of the blood, even though it's only an introduction and a preparation to the sprinkling of the blood, nevertheless, it's still considered part of the Aveda. And if one has a improper thought, it invalidates it. Yeshleimer as al derech zeh. So one may say that similarly, unochmer, and even more so, is beniger to the geirel durch welchen yicholikas aretz. It is in reference to the lottery with which the land was divided. Afal pivos der geirel is a hakdoma to chalukas aretz, even though the geirel was a introduction to the division of the land. Vibal tovar as dos is der veg oif mechalik zenas aretz. However, since it was the pathway through which the land was divided, unochmer, and even more so, Chalukas ha'aretz al pi ha'geirul is a tzivui Hashem. The division of the land through the lottery was commanded by Hashem for kama pa'omim many times. Bakumtes der geirul, so the geirul itself receives a chashivas v'gedel la'atzmoi, an importance and a position for itself. Noisef oiv dem, vos dos is an amtzoi oiv chalukas ha'aretz, in addition to the fact that it was a medium through which the land was divided. And also the side matters, der birur as der geirul is al pi Hashem un pirsum ha-geirul, that the clarity that the geirul was according to Hashem and publicizing that matter, zayn dik protim fun adobra shebikdusha, zayn a negeir to the metzah minyan. Since they are details of a holy matter, therefore, they are important to the concept itself. Und der Ribber is given neger to Shleimus Inyan HaGoyrel, and therefore it was important in terms of the complete Goyrel, b'kiyum tzivui Hashem, in fulfilling the command of Hashem as Chalukas Ha'ores or Zayin al pi HaGoyrel, that the division of the land shall be through the Goyrel, as HaGoyrel atzmei hoya tzivech v'oymer ani HaGoyrel, Alisi Ligvul Plane Lesheva Plane. It was important that the Goyrel itself should shout out and say that I, the Goyrel, are bringing up this border for this tribe. Was das beweist as der Goyrel atzmoi was hat a shivas la atzmoi. This shows that the Goyrel itself, which has an importance for itself, hat bekoach to oivtan chalukas aretz b'li sofek kana, has a power to achieve the division of the land in complete clarity, with no doubts, as we've explained. Seif hey, der bir in dem bepnimis inyonim. The explanation of this from an inner dimension is as follows. Kibush, the conquering, chalukas, the dividing, the yishuv ha'oretz, and the settling in the land, badait, the aveda fun yidin, this all reflects the Aveda of a Jew, to Kovish Zayin Eretz Canaan, to conquer the land of Canaan, Arsois Shiva Goyim, the land of the seven nations, Under Fun Machen an Eretz Yisrael, and to make of those lands a land of Yisrael, an Eretz HaKodesh, a holy land. Thus says, that means, a Yiddish and Helika land, a Jewish and holy land. A land in welchen siz nike begolui ir scheiches to Yiddishkeit, Gettlichkeit und Heiligkeit. A land whose connection is in a revealed way to Yiddishkeit, godliness and holiness. Durch dem was Yidden nutzen ois die land, through that which Yidden use the land, oif dort und durch ir to there, and through it, mekayim sein die mitzvah satzluyes ba'aretz, to fulfill the mitzvahs which are dependent on the land, und dort oif boyen dem Beis HaMikdosh, and to build there the Beis HaMikdosh, oif welche der Eibishter sagt, v'asuli Mikdosh v'shachanti b'seichem, about which Hashem has said, make for me a Mikdosh and I will dwell in it. was das ist die Kavana betachles von der ganzen Brie, which that is the whole purpose of the creation, to koivish sein die gashmistige Welt, to conquer the material world, Kamoshikosav, as it says, Peru Uravu Milos Ha'aras V'chivshua, be fruitful and multiply, fill the world and conquer it, und machen derfun adira lo yisborach betachteinem, and to make from the world a dwelling place for Hashem in this lowest of all realms. An oretz vu der Eibishte gefind sich begilui, a place where Hashem is to be found in a revealed way, kevayochel via mensch, in sein eigen adira, like a person would be found in their own home. Bechdei as the avedis kibush, zol sein beschlemes, so in order that this service of conquering should be complete, darf es sein in alle protim, it has to be in all its detail. Sei von dem Nichbosh und sei von dem Kovish, both in terms of the one who is conquered and the conqueror. Aleph, kibush ha'aretz b'shleimus, the conquering of the land completely, haste is, wenn menemt ein die ganze Land, when the whole land is conquered. Vidos is given b'kibush Eretz Yisrael, as it was in the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. Oibes bleibt achelik von land, if there would be a portion of the land, was mahat nit kovish given, which was not conquered, is der ganze kibush nit b'shleimus, then the whole invasion is not complete. Euch von die Chalokim von Land welche mahat yeh kevish gewen. Even those parts of the land that have been conquered, it's not a complete invasion until the whole land has been taken. Kepashtus o'inyin, as is obvious, as demult bleibt a sakona von die Menschen was gefinnen sich in dem chelike oretz, shalei nichbasha. Because then, if the whole land has not been conquered, there is a danger for those people who are in the portion of the land that has not yet been conquered. V'alderach zeh, simile base, number two, mitzad dem kovish, from the perspective of the conqueror. Ven is der kibush b'shlemus, when is the invasion complete, u'be'ofenas is nikur b'golui, and in a way that it's completely recognizable, in dem nichbosh, in the one that's conquered, as is in ganzen eingenommen geworden durch dem Kovish, that he's been completely taken by the conquerors, wenn der Kovish legt sich herein in Pu'ulas HaKibush mit alle seine Keuchet. It is when the conqueror invests himself in this invasion with all his energy, b'chol prati ha-metzia shaloi, and with all the details of his being, was klolos pu'ulos ha'odam ha'kevish ba'olam, which the general effect of a person who is conquering the world is durch seine drei levushim, it's through his three garments of machshava, dibur, and meiser, thought, speech, and action. Oiber is kevish the land nit mit ala drei levushim, if he will conquer the land not using all three garments, nor mit meiser alein on a plan b'machshava, just with deed, but without a plan in his mind, unon di heroes bedibur lipikide hachayel un lahanich boshim, and without giving orders to the officers of the army and to the conquerors, oder nor mit machshava un meisa, or just with thought and deed, etc. In other words, just using one of the three or two of the three, but not all three of Machshava Dibur Maisa, felt in Shleimus HaKibush, then there's something missing in the complete invasion. Unbederach Memela, and therefore automatically, Oichin Kibush von Allah Pratim von Metzias HaNichbosh, there will be missing something in the detail of the one who is conquered. The Alderach says, Oich Benigeh to Kibush Oilam, Ba'aveda Ruchnis to Machan Adir Ola Yisborach Betachtenim. Similarly, this is true in terms of conquering the world spiritually to make the world a dwelling place for Hashem. Voshlemas hadira, the complete dwelling, is davka b'shas, is specifically when, number one, dos nem durch alle protim fun der dira atzma, this permeates all the details of the dwelling itself, al derech hanichbosh, like the one who is conquered, as in yeder prats von der dira, that in every detail of the abode is niker, it's recognizable, as das belang to dem bal hadira, that it now belongs to the owner of the abode. Und beis, and number two, von dem adam hador bahadira, it has to be recognizable in the person who is living in the abode, as steht in ganzem begilu über his pashtos, that he's there, revealed and extended, b'chol protim mitzyusay, with all his being, b'machshava dibur umaisa, in thought, speech, and action, in zayn dira, in his dira. V'baal tazdos is mikemei k'viyusay dirosay, because that is now his fixed place of dwelling. Unazoy is oich k'bayocho b'negeh to the dira le'isbaroch b'tachtayim. So similar it is in the dira for Hashem in this world. Shleimas hadira, the complete dira b'shteit in dem, expresses itself in that as kol prote ha'tachtonim, that all the details of the lower beings, loshen rabim, which is in a plural, zaynan hadira b'golui from the meibishin, are a revealed dwelling for Hashem. And Hashem's essence is expressed there in a revealed way, together with all his powers and garments, all the revelations of the chain order of creation, Esa Sfiras, the ten Sfiras, which are arrayed in general in Machshava Dibur Umaisa, in thought, speech, and action, in the three worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Se'iv Vav. Umvibalt has the Dira Lo'iz Baruch V'tachteinu. And since the dwelling place down in this world, Vert Oif Gimacht, is created durch der Aveda von Ayidin, through the Aveda of Ayid, is verstandig, it's understood, as euch by dem Yidin, that also by the Yid HaKovesh HaSa'aretz, who is conquering the land, Dav Zayn Di Shleimus HaAveda B'chol Prati HaKeich So Levushim Shaloi, the complete Aveda has to be in all details of his soul, powers, and garments, but Machshav Adibur Umaisa, in thought, speech, and action. Noisef Oivdem Voser Macht Fun Zich Alein Adira to Dem Eibishn, in addition to that which he makes of himself, a dwelling to Hashem, durch dem was din dem Eibishten mit sein machshav dibur meiser, through that which he serves Hashem with his thought, speech, and action, darf euch sein avoda ba'olam, also his avoda in the world, b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs, in fulfillment of mitzvahs, v'al derech zeh b'divrei rishus l'shem shamayim, and similarly, in matters of permission, which she does for the sake of heaven, zayn mit zayn, ganze mitzias, machshav adibur, umaisa shaloi, they need to be done with his whole being, thought, speech, and action. Ki yodua, as is known. Ashlemus kiyum ha-mitzvahs is durch zay mekayim zayn b'machshav adibur umaisa. As is known, that the complete fulfillment of mitzvahs is when they are done on the three levels of thought, speech, and action. Sei bechlolos ha-mitzvahs velcha teilen sich auf mitzvahs ha-tluyas b'machshava. In general, those mitzvahs which are dependent on thought, ha-tluyas b'dibur, or on speech, v'ha-tluyas b'maisa, or on action, u bechlolos, and in more generally, Torah, vos is be'ikur b'dibur, Torah, which principally is in speaking words of Torah, avoda, davening, vos is be'ikur b'leib machshava, which is principally in the heart, in thought, un gemilas chasadim, and acts of kindness, mitzvahs, vos is be'ikur b'maisa, which principally is indeed, un sai yeda mitzvah atzma, and each mitzvah itself, darf ayid mekayim zayin b'machshava dibra maisa, in Machshava Dibur Umaisa. In other words, there are certain mitzvahs which principally need to be done in thought, such as davening, in speech, such as learning, and in deed, such as mitzvahs, like Midas Chasadim, but Nevertheless, each one of them still has to be done on all three levels of thought, speech, and action, which are the kavanas ha-mitzvah, the intent which a person has when they do the mitzvah, that's the level of machshava in the mitzvahs, birchas ha-mitzvah, the bracha which you make when you do the mitzvah, which is bedibur, and those mitzvahs which we don't make a bracha on, the tefillah is instead of the bracha, and maisa ha-mitzvah, there needs to be the deed of the mitzvah. And as the Rebbe points out in Ha'ara 38, that even in mitzvahs, Talmud Torah and Krishma and Tefillah, which aren't done physically, nevertheless, we are of the opinion that thought is not considered like speech, and a person only fulfills their obligation in davening when they actually enunciate with their lips. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Taf Samachei Amad Aleph, says that the movement of the lips is considered a deed, as the Alter Rebbe explains at length in Tanya Perek Lamed Zayin. Dehagam as minadin zayin and faran chilukim b'mitzvahs. And although there are many grades of mitzvahs, mitzvahs hatzluyos be'ikar b'maisa, mitzvahs which are dependent principally on deed, ada b'dibur, ada b'machshava, or in speech or thought, Oda bishnayim mehem, oda b'chol shlosha, or on two or three of them, is aber shleimus kiyum ha-mitzvahs. However, the complete fulfillment of mitzvahs, or befrat venes retzach b'yachas to milu shlichus ha-odun lamata, and certainly when we're talking in terms of fulfillment of a person's shlichus down here in this world, nitnar vegin schar v'oynash unavedosei b'di'evet, and not just in terms of reward and punishment and a b'di'evet type of avoda, is dost avke b'shaz der odom is mekayim the mitzvah b'tachlis hashlemus. That is when a person fulfills the mitzvah completely, b'chol mehusay u'metzuyosay, with his whole being. V'dosis b'negeya to mitzvah avos Hashem b'krishma, as it's expressed in the mitzvah of loving Hashem in Kriya Shema, versus Klolos HaAveda, which expresses the general Aveda of a Yid, V'kolol ala mitzvahs, which includes all mitzvahs, Leis Pulchona, Ku Pulchona de Mehim Nusa, as it says in the Zohar, that there's no Aveda like the Aveda of davening, as Dos Dav Zayin, that it should be B'chol Avavacha, with all one's heart, B'chol Nafshecha, with all one's soul, B'chol Meidach, with all one's might. Und davon lernt man ab. And from this we learn. Und es wird nimshach b'negeh to kol inyonei ha-aveda, and by extension to all matters of aveda pulchana, which is called pulchana, as dos darf sein b'shlemes b'chol koichei b'machshav adu b'rumaisa. That needs to be b'shlemes completely with all one's koiches, with thought, speech, and action. Afilu b'yat tzadik u'beinani, even by a tzaddik and a beinani, vos is mavchin in dem chilik tzivishin mitzvahs sheba machshava, sheba dibur, sheba maisa, where there is division, and you can see clearly the difference between them, in machshava, dibur, maisa, ve'alachas kama v'kama, certainly by anoshim pshutim, by simple people, vos zayin nit, azay mavchin dem chilik, who it's not so clearly seen the difference between them. B'meila, zaynen zay mekayim yeder mitzvah b'pashtos mitzer machshava dibur u'maisa. Nevertheless, they fulfill in a most simple way the mitzvah both in thought, speech, and action. Und durch dem was a yid tut zayn aveda b'shleimus b'chol ha-protin, and through that which a yid does his aveda completely with all the details, durch zayn machshava dibur u'maisa, through thought, speech, and action, macht oif von kol ha'olam, he makes from the entire world, was teilt sich euch auf drei Darges von Machshava Dibur u'Maisa, which is also divided in the three levels of thought, speech, and action, Adira le'Yisborach, a dwelling for Hashem. V'dos is euch bepashtas, as it also is, simply, as b'roiv ho'inyonim, that in many matters is nikar, it's clear, in them nifal ba'olam, in what is achieved in the world, the pu'ula from the machshava dibra maisa from dem keach ha-poyel, the effect of the thought, speech, and action of the person who is doing the aveda. Ubemelen, therefore, when der Adam apoyel be'olam, when the person is doing the Aveda, tuta zach mit ala zayne levushim, does it with all three garments of machshava dibra meisa, is das niker euch in der Schlemes von der Zach, was tut euch be'olam. That's also clearly recognizable in what he is out to achieve in the world.